there, tongue-tied.
Now you're standing there, tongue-tied. You better look, you'll get somewhere. Hide what you have to hide, and tell what you have to tell. You'll see.
Here's what I've decided to do. I'll take about 15 phone calls the 2 hours we have left. As I want to talk to you, but I got so prepared, I got to cover all this. So I'm going to just finish up right now with the Iran situation, this short segment. Then I'm going to hit the UFO Project Bluebeam fake alien invasion that's clearly being prepared. Big developments on that front. Then I'm going to hit Bill Gates and the launch of the weaponized ticks that's confirmed. Pisses me off just how insanely obvious this is. And then all the latest stuff coming out in Congress, even new documents every day, with them launching the COVID attack. And then I've got a bunch of other domestic news and a lot of good news, too. You know, that's very frustrating because I know Trump's still better than Democrats, but I can't, like, join with evil stuff he's doing. So it's very paradoxical because we know we're not going to change the Democrats. So then I'm asking Michael Yon in the last hour and a half over and over again, how do we change Trump? He's under Israel's control. He's under Netanyahu's control. He's like, oh, it's a lost cause. And I'm not saying he's wrong, but I just can't sit here and then not try to get Trump to stop 66 days into this. And like I said back when this started, I said, I hope the Mullahs fall. I hope I'm wrong. But I wasn't. It's so sad, folks. And something changed. Trump wasn't always bad, like people say. I know the topics. I know the issues. No, he was one of the most honest politicians I've ever seen. Like 97% accurate. And I'm not perfect, so sometimes when I thought he was wrong, I'd go, well, let me see, because he's so accurate. Maybe I'm wrong. It's night and day now, folks. It's a freaking nightmare. So let's just, there's no way to cover this than just go through the headlines here. Missile alert, you know, they attacked Dubai today. Now they're confirming a U.S. ship got attacked. They tried to deny it. Fighting flares up in Iran war as UAE and ships are attacked. It's Wall Street Journal. Iran offers Trump 1 month deal to end war as world faces tipping point. This military says cargo ships transit Strait of Hormuz after Trump vows to free stranded ships. Two cargo ships finally set sail the Strait of Hormuz as Trump deploys 15,000 troops and 150 aircraft to free vessels, and now they're attacking them. Military tensions flare in the Strait of Hormuz. Pentagon asked satellite companies to hide images of destroyed American bases in the Middle East. That's not confirmed. Iran allegedly hit U.S. warship near Jack Island entering Strait of Hormuz. Iran-U.S. war latest. U.S. denied it. Now it's been confirmed. Trump announces Project Freedom to help ships go through the strait early this morning. Like midnight, then they're attacked. Because that's why the Navy wouldn't go in a month ago when Trump ordered them in. They said they're going to hit us. They don't need dolphins with mines hooked to their noses. That's all made up, folks. We have that. They don't have that. It's on record. Just made up. Oh, they're being mean to the dolphins. It's like, dude, if you're for the war, just tell me the truth. Don't lie. Don't treat me like I'm an idiot. And so Trump sends the ships in, and you can track the Navy ships. They ain't there now. They raced out. It's not just missiles, folks. They get in the actual strait. They've got thousands of artillery that'll just pick our ships off all day long. You're like, well, we'll blow up the Iranians. They don't care because they got 10 to 1, 20 to 1 troops and weapons. And once you get up close to them, it doesn't matter how high-tech our stuff is. Trump says U.S. will start to guide stranded ships. You saw what happened. I had a bunch more on this. I'm going to move on from that. I'm going to get into all the other big topics. Straight ahead, we are loaded for bear today. I'll also give out the toll-free number to join us when we return in 60 seconds. Share those live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, AJN. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got 2 hours left, or technically an hour and 54 minutes left of the live transmission. Then Harrison Smith is going to come in here and sit right here in this chair and knock it out of the park. And then very soon we'll bring back more shows, we'll add more shows, you'll see the new studios. This is just the escape pod. We got other little studios here as well. So remember, you're the Paul Revere's. They thought they shut down InfoWars. Well, you're the InfoWar. It lives forever. I'm the InfoWar. I think a URL in a studio does anything. No, we got people power. So share alexjoneslive.com. That's the news URL with the live feeds, the news articles, the clips, the analysis, alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, I guess we have a whole bunch of channels, but new channels we've launched. We've already got hundreds of thousands of followers. The new Rumble channel to follow, and we'll put that on screen, is at AJN Live on Rumble. At AJN Live on Rumble. So that's so important. The main news site is alexjoneslive.com. So that's where you find it. Rumble.com/AJN Live. Alex Jones Network Live. That is the URL to save. We're just doing a whole new URL, clean break, whole deal. On Rumble at AJN Live. You can also follow us on X at the AJN Live site that's exploded. And, you know, let me just say this briefly, and I'll move on to the news. We survived 8 years of lawsuits, total attacks, everything else. And some people started saying, oh, well, you know, this is staged. How do they survive? No, they did all this horrible stuff to us in state courts they controlled. We were able, through other courts, to basically hold them off. But finally, they ordered us weeks ago. They said, no, you will leave the 30th at midnight. We're not paying the bills. We're cutting everything off. And then when everything got cut off the next day by internet service providers, we have their emails telling us, they went and filed in the Supreme Court last Friday that we shut it all down and it's all a lie and they didn't want us to leave. They're all over the news saying, finally we beat him. Finally he's off the air. We did it. I mean, it's like they're in a lot of trouble, okay? Or there's no justice. Because it is just cuckoo, 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 cuckoo town. And that's one of the lies. They told seven lies in this filing. Oh, we didn't turn off the internet. We got all your emails and orders from you and to the service provider. Oh, Supreme Court, we need control of the building. You need to give it to the Onion, even though there's no deal, because Jones is destroying it. He shut it off. We didn't get rid of him. We didn't kick him out. It's like, what? My lawyers have asked me not to get into the other stuff because it's so damning. I'm still shocked, though, because, I mean, I never lied to a court, and they sanctioned me in these control courts. One sanction was $1 million. And they had our discovery, so they knew we had $1 million in the bank account. They did the exact amount. That was right before the first show trial in Texas 3 years ago. That was our cushion. It was $1 million. Sounds like a lot, but operation this big it was like on, you know, almost on E. You're not an E yet, but you're like almost on E in your car. You're like, I hope I find a gas station. And I'm going to stop talking about it. It's just the stuff they then accuse us of. It's sworn affidavits. They said we stole all the equipment out of the building. It's all there. It's all like 10, 15-year-old crap equipment. It's all over there. And they literally, I'm going to stop. Okay, I'm sorry. So we brought in third parties, videotaped. That's what I did. I didn't do a Saturday show because I'm over there. We were already out. We go back in, turn the lights on. They told us get out. We left. They said we're sending in PIs, get out. Then they didn't send anybody in. Then they accuse us of all this stuff. We go in there with outside groups, cameras everywhere. Everything's there. Everything turns on. I mean, it's like they're accusing me of crimes in the Supreme Court of Texas, and they think it's funny. And everything they did in the bankruptcy federally, they handed over to the state. They hired the same receiver company that had done the chronicling of it. It has stickers on it all. It's all there. We went over everything. It's all there. All right, I told you two of the seven things. I'm going to stop. It's like I'm sitting here being accused of being this master criminal. You think I'm going to start a new network when they have these giant judgments against me and I'm going to own the network, I'm going to own the equipment, or I'm going to use the equipment? I don't own any of this. Bigley does. I'm paid by them. I'm their employee. But they just say whatever they want so they can just... But see, you've now people know you're liars. You've been caught over and over and over again. They just follow whatever they want. Alex Jones peed on graves. No one ever peed on graves, much less me, of dead kids. But it's always what he did to them, what he did... Trump said all Mexicans are scum. Trump said the KKK are five people. He said there were people from the media, both sides, that came out to cover this event, but the Antifa are scum and KKK are scum, but there were a lot of fine people on both sides that weren't part of the scum. That turns into the KKK are wonderful. That was the old Trump was being lied about. I could defend him because I could prove he didn't say that. But that's what they do to me. Is these giant, freaking, retarded lies. And then as I said, because I got sued by the Southern Poverty Law Center through their front group, Georgetown University, for saying they hired actors, because I saw their ads, to stage Charlottesville. So not only they falsely accuse us of all being KKK and Unite the Right, they were running the whole thing. So let me give you the number again, because I'm in a new studio. I'm just not used to this. Usually the phone system pops up. I can see the callers. But let me give you the number. Did I give the number out? I think I did. Well, we already got a bunch of callers. So we'll put the number back on screen for you. And this phone system is digital. It's great, but it's not the old system we had that was badass. It could take like hundreds of calls at once. It takes like 10 calls at once. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And we'll take your calls. All right, my problem is I do so much preparation for this, and then I actually get down to the brass tacks on it, and it's just like, whoa, I'm about to cover this. I mean, each one of these stories is so huge, is so massive. But since I'm talking about Sandy Hook, it just popped in the folder about an hour ago. I haven't seen it yet. Rob Dew has a new little The Truth About Sandy Hook clip, not about what happened at Sandy Hook, about them saying I'm a Sandy Hook man trying to shut me down, using it to raise money. Here's a short little clip on that. And then McBreen has put out a new version of my battle in Star Trek with Gwar. We'll take a little break, and then I'm going to come back and take some of your calls. And then I'm going to hit the fake UFO invasion that's clearly being prepared. It's come to a head. Then I'm going to hit the tick with the weaponized syphilis and the alpha-gal syndrome, so you can't eat beef because the tick bites you, which they admit they did it on purpose. I'll show you the clips of them saying it. That's all coming up. And so much more today. A lot of good news as well. But first, here's these clips.
Well, we feel really good that we're one step closer to achieving one of the primary goals that the families had when they brought this litigation, which was to prevent Alex Jones from ever inflicting the kind of harm at scale that he had inflicted upon them.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship. And I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
After a decade of trying to shut us down and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, believe they will be successful shutting us down Thursday night at midnight. But we're starting the Alex Jones Network. And the coordinates of the next phase of the info war is alexjoneslive.com. So if you want to stand against the tyrants and against the censors and against the globalists and against their goal to shut us down, share that URL in your whole email list, your text message list, all over X, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere else. The coordinates of the next level, the next phase, the chapter in the fight against the tyrants is alexjoneslive.com. And go to alexjonesapp.com and download on Android or on Apple free the app for the new Alex Jones Live show that has audio and video feeds, the articles, special reports, and more. The tyrants are counting on you to not take this serious. They're counting on you to not take action. So take action now at alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. The ball is in your court. Roll over and submit to tyranny or stand up and fight 1776 2.0. You're unstoppable. But I know this. The answer in 1984 is 1776. And if they were looking for a fight, they better believe they got one.
Pissed him off this time. Jones to Central Command. Get me out of here.
Alex, we're tracking you now. I can have you up here in a few minutes.
I don't have a few minutes.
I'm coming to get you! You can't hide from me, you crazy conspiracy theorist piece of shit!
Look, McBreen, don't take all day on this. It doesn't have to look fancy.
Okay. But this would look better if I had more time.
Just beam me up.
Prepare to transport.
We are ready to beam up Alex Jones. And by the way, you look smoking hot in that uniform.
I know.
You guys really need to get me out of here.
Gotcha!
Now, energize.
Slam dunk.
I hate you, Alex Jones!
Put me on screen. I need to send an urgent message to planet Earth.
Okay, Alex, we're patching you through now. You are live in 3, 2, 1, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just watched was science fiction. But what I'm about to tell you is real. Because truth is stranger than fiction.
All right, I'm getting into the fake UFO invasion. It's obviously here. A lot of documents. I'm going to get Tim Dillon's breakdown of this. It's spot on. Bill Gates purposely releasing the text and more. This is a live Monday emergency broadcast. But let's take some phone calls from Teresa and Jason and JC, Obi, and others here on the new network system. Appreciate you calling in. Teresa, you're on the air from Texas. Thank you.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. I wanted to tell you that ever since you got in that new studio with a new domain name and everything new, I've noticed a change in you, and it's a wonderful improvement on something that was already great. You are more focused. You are more clear, more direct. You have so much courage to stand up to these people, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see. You are a real man.
Well, I appreciate that, but listen, I'm fighting tyrants and they're attacking us, so I don't know. To me, it's just normal to fight back, but I think for your support. But yes, I loved InfoWars. You started it in 97, so it's actually almost 30 years ago, 29 years ago. But now, fighting, leaving it all on the table, seeing how it blew up in their face, I just feel invigorated. I just can't help it.
Well, it comes across on the screen. It's in your eyes. It's in your face. Might I say you even are sexier than you were before. I mean, you are a real man. And any woman with an ounce of common sense wants a real man. The only problem is there's so few of you left. And so I get to watch you every day and think, oh, there's one.
Well, you're a sweetheart. You're a sweetheart. What do you make of all the craziness in Iran and just all of it?
Well, I think the biggest problem is we don't know really what's going on. We can't trust. I mean, you're one of the few sources I trust, but the mainstream media, you don't know what they're talking about is true. I don't believe any of it. I used to work in broadcast television, and I know how corrupt it is. It's all government propaganda, and I don't believe any of it. You don't know who to trust anymore when it comes from the mainstream media.
Were you a Trump supporter previously or now, or what do you make of Trump in general? Because Michael Yon wouldn't talk about salvaging him. I think we should try to get him to stop the war and not just say he's a lost cause, or do you think Michael Yon was right?
Well, I voted for him 3 times. I trusted him. I believed in him. I thought he was different. And recently, I'd say it's pretty much about when Charlie Kirk was killed. It seemed like a change came over him. And again, if you look at his face and look at his eyes, he's different to look at. You can just see it's like something's dried up inside of him. That's how I describe it.
No, I agree. Elon left, then Charlie died. It was right around there, and everything started sliding. And he's still better than Democrats, but as fast as he's sliding in the wrong direction, we just can't say, oh, well, that's okay. We're going to shove about it. And then I got attacked by all his surrogates claiming I'm a traitor and I'm the enemy. They want the economy to die. They want us to go to full war. It's idiotic. It's indefensible.
It is. And the best thing we can do is support Trump and try to get him to turn in the right direction. You know, you can't just throw the baby out with the bathwater. I hate that saying, but that's really true. We have to keep praying for him, and we have to keep hoping he'll see the light. He's got to see the light and turn away from this Israel stuff or this Iran stuff and all these other countries. Just focus on America. That's what you promised us. So just do that and forget all this other stuff across the ocean. That's would be my advice to him.
All right. All right. Well said. Thank you so much. We had the phone system crash. It's a new phone system. We're trying to beef it up. So some callers got through, then the others online got crashed. So just try to call back in. We're going to beef it up. We got to get a bigger, better system. It's all part of working out the bugs in the system. So the number is 512-266-0642. We got plenty of calls. It's just that they just noticed the system crashed, just kicked a bunch of callers off. So we apologize for that. 512-266-0642. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Jason in California. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like it if you and the audience could join me in a prayer for our children that are in the military, that are under threat of going to have to fight for this disgusting, dirty cabal.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's now official. Trump is preparing a ground invasion.
So, yeah, I'd like to do that if you don't mind.
Please sir, do it, yeah.
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, please protect our children, Lord, not just their lives, but their souls. Please help them and give them discernment to cipher through the lies and the disgusting filth that they are being fed by our politicians through their NCOs and their commanding officers, Lord. And please strike the evil spirit and hatred that has overcome our politicians and our leaders in the military and our leaders in the world, Lord. Please crush this evil and protect our souls, Lord, and our spirits. And please guide us through this. Please let your light shine through all of us and crush and extinguish this evil that oppresses us, Lord. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And there's no doubt America is the real target of this, the collapsed economy. Go ahead.
Yeah, if I could make one point, you know, these guys, these NCOs, my son's in the military. He's actually in boot camp right now. But they're already telling him, you know, they're going to war. And they're pumping these kids up full of kill, kill, kill. And, oh, this is just, you know, this is the way to be. And you know, all of us really need to pray for our kids that they can have discernment and make the right decisions. And that's really what it boils down to. You know, they need to know God and they need to know Jesus. So parents, you know, when you're writing your kids these letters, make sure you tell them that. You know, give them passages in the Bible to read where they can understand what's going on. And, you know, if they end up dying over there, which you know, God forbid they do, but if they die in righteousness and for Jesus, basically, and for our beliefs and his, you know, that are his beliefs and the way we should live our lives, then their soul's going to be free.
No, I think you're saying a key point here. God judges the heart. They joined to help America. It's not their issue. It's our issue to put political pressure to stop this. It's up to us, the parents. Because the real, excuse me, the real battle's here domestically. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's a spiritual battle. It's good and evil, and it's you know, from the beginning of time, and it'll be till the end of time. And, you know, it's our job as parents to learn the scripture, to learn what Jesus said, you know, to learn what's really going on, to teach our kids, you know. And then God, you know, tells us to honor our mother and our father. So, you know, my son was a wild, crazy, rebellious kid, just like I was. And he just rebelled from God, rebelled from scripture. But I just kept at it and kept at it. And now, you know, he's turned to his Bible. He's turned to Jesus.
Hold on. Don't hang up. Don't hang up, Jason. I want to hear you finish this. Then JC, Obi, Brett, Bart, and others will be right back. Share those live feeds now, folks. It's so important you do that on Rumble, on X. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our Methylene Blue is the best. Our Methylene Red is proprietary. Our Bovine Colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed, everybody you know, at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show. And on Rumble, and Alex Jones on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear, I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is Rumble.com/AlexJonesLive. Rumble.com/AlexJonesLive. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Coordinates of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/AlexJonesLive, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. I don't even know what I should say, because I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser. I analyze every second I exist, beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody wanna run.
Here's the main thing you need to know. In every study, every actuary, every war game, every anthropological analysis, this is part of the songwriter, crank it up. Everybody, I am pro-human. I can see Valhalla, I can see the real promised land. I don't actually hate you. I actually love you, all of you. That's why I'll fight you when you're wrong. I know why. And you don't know what to do. The establishment is scared. Their corrupt power is coming to an end, but that doesn't mean some heaven awaits us. We have to be ready to lead and ready to fight and ready to bust our ass for the future. All right. Jason in California, heartfelt, talking about a son who didn't believe in God, but then woke up, joined the military, which are not attacking, and now I was being told you're deploying for full war, which they're gearing up for, as I've told you. Finish up your points. I appreciate you holding, sir. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Like I was saying, you know, don't give up on your kids. You know, God won't give up on us. Jesus would never give up on us, and we're made in his image. You know, and if you read the scripture, he tells you exactly how to act and what to do. And you don't need a preacher, and you don't need a pope, and you don't need a bishop to tell you. This connection we have with Jesus is one-on-one, and that's what I tell my son, you know. And he will talk to you, and he will save you, and he will listen to you. So don't give up, and this is the most important thing. You know, like it says in the Bible, don't fear what can kill the body. Fear what can kill the soul, the spirit. And so if you're, you know, your kids, get them right with God, lead them in the right direction. And if they die, at least you know where they're going, brother. And and sisters, you know, but that's what I got to say. And God bless you all, and all glory goes to God. And God is the only good thing, you know, so praise him, because everything that's good comes from God, including Alex Jones. Thank you, brother.
I agree with you that we need to, you know, just stand steadfast. But Michael Young, I get it, is mad at Trump, says forget him. Well, he's the guy in the position of power now. Should we all do a peaceful march to D.C.? We got to do something. God's watching. What do we do to get Trump to stop following the orders of Netanyahu?
I pray every day. I pray every day that whatever worm tongue, evil demon spirit has possessed Trump, God crushes him. I mean, I think that's all we can do. I mean, you know, we're not supposed to be violent like that. I mean, defending yourself is one thing. Defending your family is one thing. But you can't go looking for trouble. I mean, that's what Netanyahu says.
I agree with you. I just can't believe this paradox where, because there are always other big, powerful factions. Literally, the people controlling Israel right now are trying to commit us to a war they know will create a global meltdown. That means Israel's working for the higher globalists that want this collapse. I mean, it's a no-win situation for Iran, us, everybody's my point. Does that make sense? But we're so emboldened after 15 years to take over Syria and Venezuela. That was my concern. I wasn't, you know, upset we took over or you were able to kick out Maduro. But then I said, will they have a real election? No, they put the communist vice president in. So now the U.S. is running the communist dictatorship of Venezuela. I didn't sign up for that, which is what I said I was worried about, and now we did it. And we're supposed to forget about it, and that whole tyranny just continues on. And you think we overthrow the mullahs? Israel doesn't want a stable force there. Neither does the CIA. We'll put something worse in or break it in three pieces. That's just wrong. It's wrong to claim we're the good guys. A perfect microcosm is Iran's got killer dolphins to put mines on our things. They don't even have a marine mammal program. The U.S. has the biggest one. It's just don't treat me like I'm dumb. I don't like the mullahs, but don't lie. Oh, they're mean to dolphins. They don't need dolphins. They got artillery and missiles in that 12-mile strait. That's why the Navy says to Trump, we can't do it. And they sent in one ship, and they got hit. And Trump's learning how this works, a war of attrition. Yeah, you can sit up there like a Martian blowing up Iran all day. But as long as they keep fighting, they win. Just like George Washington. 6-year war, lost for 5 years, won the last through attrition. How are we doing Vietnam? How do you think a foreign power, excuse me, as pussified as we've gotten, would do invading America? They would get their asses shot off. We'd never give up. Because it's an open affront. It's an open challenge. It's the sneaky challenge that wins. That's how the left operates. All right, let's take some more calls. I had some news. JC in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. I just want to say, first of all, Proverbs 10:21, for the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of wisdom. And that's what you do. That's what you do, Alex. You're the man with the plan through God, right? Just like how Jason was just talking. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a young guy, right? But like how, just like how his son was, crazy. Like I was not into the Bible and all that, right? But you helped out. And I want to say too, also, your products, great, fantastic. They're pressured. Every person needs to get on them. The CMOS, the defense, all that great stuff. And your shirts are clean too. I begin all these compliments when I step outside. Badass shirts. But I want to talk about Texas and how you be talking about once Texas goes, the whole country goes, right?
Absolutely. And we're almost blue through election fraud.
Yeah, I know. And I stay out here in Fort Worth, right? And I know the enemies, right? The enemies. They believe in the symbolology of words and, like, names, right? And once they take Fort Worth, there's no more fort that's going to be worth protecting. Because I'm living it right now. I be seeing, like, people from other countries coming out here, like, military-aged men, like, what all these experts be talking about, like, you and your guests, right? I'm living it. I see it every day. And it's no good, you know?
It is a total invasion. It's a total invasion, brother. It's not that everybody foreign's bad. It's that they're being brainwashed by the NGOs, by the UN groups. Then they're brought in. They're signed up on welfare with the Democrats, who then control them and take part of their paycheck and part of their welfare. And then they control them. And so that's why this is existential, because the UN is running replacement migration invasion. Thanks for the call. Let me start getting into this. So I need to hit the story, and then I'll go back to more calls. I'm going to get into the poison ticks. With the weaponized Lyme disease, it's really syphilis being released by Bill Gates. How it ties in everything else is just so huge. And then we'll continue with calls after that. But here's Tim Dillon, who's a really good comedian and a friend of mine, and, you know, really funny. But more and more, he's taking the gloves off. And he's talking about how we have this UFO disclosure. We're told, oh, the aliens are there and all this. It's meant to drive everybody crazy and figure everybody out. Now, the average congressperson isn't bad, but they're being given fake briefings. In almost every case, they're being told the craft that we have with advanced technology, even the Germans had at the end of World War II, is aliens. It doesn't mean there aren't aliens. The point is they're teaching Congress, oh, the aliens are about to invade. If the aliens wanted to blow us up or invade, they would have already done it. But you're thinking about little men from Mars or from Venus or from out beyond that, Alpha Centauris or the Dog Star. No, it's the interdimensional that I told you about decades ago that's now Congress. We've been briefed on interdimensionals as well. That's the demons, folks. So it's two separate things. There's third dimension. Some are good, some are bad. Then there's interdimensional. And that's the main assault that's going on. So here's Tim Dillon's report on it. And he knocks it out of the park here. Then he gets into Stephen Greer says rogue actors of the government are on the verge of staging a fake alien invasion. They are actually telling Congress the aliens are about to attack us. Here's a clip.
The government has spent the last week telling you there are underground alien bases in the ocean and maybe in the center of the earth. And those aliens are fighting each other and may start to fight you. And you know what the response has been? Pretty muted from the public. It's been a pretty muted response. No one really cares that much. Nobody cares that much.
Hit pause. And the key is because the government's so discredited, because they've lied so much. And at one level, that's good. But what if something real happens now and no one believes them? You see, that's the larger plan. And then to say, oh, don't trust anybody else either, no matter how good their record is. No, you better get informed. You better keep score on who's accurate and who's not. We knew when I first got on there 30 years ago that this blue bean thing was real. They were planning to do this invasion to bring in a world government that wouldn't be alien but would look alien. Let's continue.
Out and going, hey, so there are we're being observed by a higher race of interdimensional wah wah wah. People don't care. People do not care. And I kind of love that. This bitch, Anna Paulina, whatever her name is, God bless her, Anna Paulina Luna, She's out there talking about interdimensional beings. Everybody, you know, that guy Tim Burchett is out there saying they're under the water. And by the way, maybe they are, but no one cares. Nobody's really worked up about it. That's where we are now in this country. No one's really worked up about the fact. And now this is all a distraction. They could have disclosed this stuff a long time ago. The reason they're disclosing it now is because they want people to go crazy now. So regardless of whether this is true or not, or there's elements of it that are true, or maybe it's all true, but now they are trying to drive you insane. It is the last thing they have. They're actually trying to terrify you and drive you insane now. That is what the government's doing. It's why they're doing this.
Stop there. I remember like 30 years ago, I'd just been on air a little while, and I tuned in Limbaugh one day. He's like, they have Common Core. They will teach 2 + 2 = 5. And I'm like, that can't be true. I go look it up. It's true. That's meant to drive you crazy. Or 2 men can have a baby. There's no XY chromosomes. Men and women sports. We're going to brainwash your kid to cut their dick off. All the drones were obviously drones right when Trump was about to win. Biden, them trying to create fear. It's they are throwing everything at us to destabilize civilization. That's the Great Reset. So you've got to be aware of that. And I'm not giving Trump a pass when he does bad stuff. I'll call it. Trump is still decompartmentalized. He doesn't know any of this. Which makes him worse, because he's supposed to get under control, but I get why there's problems. So continue with Tim Dillon.
And they don't, there's no other reason they're telling, unless there's some War of the Worlds scenario they're cooking up, that they're going to, you know, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. But why would you start telling people this stuff now? The reason is quite simple. They are trying to drive you insane. They want you terrified and confused.
Pause again. Back in 5 seconds. They declassified the UK, EU, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, US. It all came out. You can pull it up. Army intel, government intel, working with the WF and UN, created fear, hysteria over COVID. That's all admitted. That was the... So they're like, oh, COVID didn't work? How about an Iran war... rationing, inflation, and how about some aliens is a little icing for you? And all the top experts that predicted this for decades, like Steve Agurs, say it's about to happen. And I don't know about you, but I got to have a phone with me at all times now. All these fireballs that keep coming over Texas, I've seen them. And by the time that you grab your phone driving, almost wrecked trying to stick the camera up, you know, everybody sees them. Other people are getting them on video. I get up at like 5 a.m., 3 a.m., you know, about 4 on average. It's like a freaking invasion going on. I go out on the back porch. I'm pissing on a tree at 4 a.m. I got a half-smoked cigar, pop it in my mouth. I'm sitting there, and it's like every time I watch this giant white fireball come in like last week, blows up. Just I'm literally pissing on a tree in my backyard. That's how guys are, folks. If you're a woman, you don't get it. I think it's like something about watering plants or something. You know, it's good for them. It's like fertilizer. I love to piss outside more than I am inside. And I'm literally pissing on this Japanese maple. And I'm halfway to look up, and there's this big comet comes in and explodes. Oh, that's like a stone meteor. And then I'm sitting there sober completely, had a cup of coffee, been awake for like an hour. And all of a sudden, I see these little white orbs flying around. And it was low cloud, and they're like zipping around. And they just disappear. I'm like, huh. So at 7 a.m., I go meet Sean Johnson to work out, former Navy SEAL. He starts telling me about how he was up early in the morning and saw these little orbs flying around in Austin. I'm like, yeah, I saw that too. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the humans doing it. I don't know if there's a freaking alien invasion. I don't know because the pole's shifting and unlocked something, like Steve Agurs says. All I know is this. I'm seeing more UFOs in a week than I saw my whole life. I see this big streak and this explosion. I go, oh, that's a stone meteor, but it was so big. My dad would take me out, you know, astronomy when I was a kid. Like, they'd have the known showers coming. We'd go out and, you know, we get some milk duds and popcorn, literally, and My mom will make some sandwiches. Okay, you guys will stay out too late. We go out on some hilltop and, you know, watch the known meteor showers come in. And sometimes it was spectacular. Sometimes we see four or five. One time I went out, I was like 8 years old. It was like hundreds. Pow, pow, pow. He's like, okay, that's nickel and that's stone. Notice that one didn't, that one just disappeared. That's metal. Now those, you see those blue ones? They're white. They flash. That's a stony. This was like 500 times a stony. You see the stony, you see it, but it's like, you know, kind of flashes. It heats up and explodes. Has gas inside of it. I'm sitting there with a cigar in my mouth, half smoked, and I just see like, boom. I'm like, wow, let me see if more meteors come in. All of a sudden, I go, what are those orbs flying around? And I'm just like, we are not in Kansas anymore. Something is going on here, okay? It's not like I'm just saying that. It's all over the news. People are catching it day, night, things exploding, orbs burning, red things. I mean, good, but Jesus, I don't know what's going on. But yeah, that's exactly the dish. This is cuckoo town. This is cuckoo town. So just pray to Jesus is all I know. Go back to the clip.
They are trying to drive you insane. They want you terrified and confused, and this is going to do it. Because they're going to put a lot of information out about UFOs or whatever they're trying to do. Can we watch this? This is Trump talking about declassifying all the UFO info. Because, by the way, we're in a war with Iran. The Epstein files, the rest of them are not going to see the light of day. There's going to be no prosecutions. There's going to be no, they're not even going to investigate any of that. That's all going away. Gas prices are dramatically rising. The cost of food is rising. Everything's going up. And the last thing that they have here is to basically go, and there's alien bases under the water. There's alien bases in the ocean. So do that. Do with that what you will. I guess that's what they're telling us. Do with that what you will. There's aliens maybe in the center of the earth that are interdimensional beings. Maybe they come get you in the middle of the night. Stop bothering us about this war. Stop bothering us about these Epstein docs, by the way. We're the government. Stop. Leave us alone. And so they're going to come out. They're going to tell you all these things about aliens. They could have disclosed this a long time ago. They chose not to. They could have dribbled it out. They're putting it all out in a week. They're putting it because they want you to have a nervous breakdown. Their goal is for you to have a nervous breakdown. The best case scenario here is that you have a nervous breakdown and are taken out of a Trader Joe's in a stretcher. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to induce like a mass panic in the population. I mean, it's true. Why now? Has it become
absolutely
important?
Let's go to the next clip on Stephen Greer. Here it is.
So here's Dr. Stephen Greer. He's been on the alien beat for a long time. And now he's saying that rogue actors inside the government are now on the verge of staging a fake alien invasion across the entire planet. Now, by the way, you realize this is going to be the most ham-fisted thing you've ever seen in your life because of who's doing it. This is going to be... this alien invasion will be the, if this is true, and by the way, it might be, this will be the least believable thing that has ever happened. This will be a joke. If they try to do this, this will be the most embarrassing event of our time. It will, that might end the world. Forget the f-ing aliens. This ham-fisted attempt to induce some type of global event and stage a fake alien invasion. Which, by the way, I could totally see these idiots doing. The way they do it and how poorly this is done will be the most shameful exercise in the history of the government lying to us. If they do this, there is zero way this is done with any success. This will be the biggest... I mean, you're gonna see this and you're gonna be smoking a joint with your friends laughing. You are gonna be laughing at this attempt. Stephen Greer, everyone.
The big one would be this, what Wernher von Braun warned about on his deathbed. He said, we are going to hoax an alien attack on the planet. It's all a lie, but it will trick and fool almost everyone. In a minute, they could stage this and it would fool. Well, heck, I mean, look at what they've been doing for decades, fooling everyone. Everyone's saying, oh, those are alien events. And, you know, our military guys chasing these objects thinks those are military, right? But they're not. I mean, are alien. They're military. They want to unite the world around a military junta, a totalitarian system. And how do you do that? You know, how do you get one race or one ethnicity or one nation?
But this guy's, but listen, get him out of here. Whatever. Maybe he's telling the truth. But he's been beating this drum for years talking about this. And I don't know if he's right or wrong.
Hit pause. I like Tim. He's a smart guy. He was listening to me as a kid. He's like 12 years old, listening to me. Huge fan forever. Greer predicted all of this and said that when this all came to a head, on my show like 5 years ago, he said, I think in the next 4 or 5 years, it's going to come to a head. He's accurate. So it's bad that he's been around 30-something years? 35? It's bad that he's been right? I don't. What is this thing where, well, Jones has been saying forever they'll have lockdowns and 6 feet apart, make you wear a mask, give you a shot, raises your immune system. So he said it 20 years ago, so we don't believe him. What? I'm not mad at Tim. I'm just like saying it's known that the military has stuff 50 years in advance, okay? That's not debated. So now there's all this hype in the media. Clearly they're building towards something. But I'll tell you this. What I saw, when I say I've seen more UFOs in the last month that I saw my whole life, I never saw any UFOs, folks. I never saw them. I told the story. I'm like 8 years old, and my dad's truck was broke down, so we drove the family ranch, my mother's Super Beetle Volkswagen. I still remember. And we're driving back from the ranch where his parents lived on I-45 by Fairfield, Texas. They lived Buffalo south of there. I'll never forget because my dad eats this apple and throws it out the window. And I said, Dad, you said never litter. He said, this is biodegradable, son. That's different. Don't ever throw trash out. All of a sudden, three stealth fighters, you know, the ones that have all the angles on them, but all painted up like gray and green with camo, are flying at like 100 feet over the ground. It goes, my dad goes, oh, those must be secret aircraft. And he told me a story about how he saw a big B-2 looking bomber before they were announced. So my point is, I saw that, but not the stuff I've been seeing lately. We'll be right back. I'll tell you more. We'll take your phone calls. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at theAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, AlexJonesLive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at AlexJonesApp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of its operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know, and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.